The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. The Gospel of the Lord. In 1903, a new pope is elected, and it is the great saints and pope which we recall today, his feast day, Saint Pius X. He's one of the most influential recent popes in the modern era. And one of the influences he had, which affects us today, was that he was the one that lowered the age of First Holy Communion to 7. He is known as the Pope of the Eucharist. He did many other things which still affect us today, but that's the key aspect right there, the Pope of the Eucharist. And I dare say it is providential why he allowed the widespread access to our Lord. And here's why. So the first reading today, we have this famous vision of Ezekiel, this image of all these dry bones, just a vast field of dead people. Then our Lord in that beautiful image, bringing together bones and the flesh, sinews and muscle, bringing them back into life, how the Lord in this beautiful vision says, "I will bring life back to these dead bodies by giving them my spirit." The 20th century was a valley of dry bones. What happened in the 20th century? World War I, World War II, the plagues of genocide, that word now entered into our human vocabulary, the rising of communism. Literally, look at the numbers. Just Google, how many people died in the 20th century? Over 100 million. We can't even fathom that carnage in our mind. It's too great. And now again, Pope Pius X said in the 20th century, not knowing any of this would happen, said, "We need Jesus in the Eucharist more." Why? Because what does the world need? The world needs more saints. That is the simple answer that the church gives humanity. Again, it is not more political systems. It is not more politicians. It is not, all those are important. It plays a role. Absolutely. But what the world needs now are saints who are transformed by the Holy Eucharist. Then they go out into the world, infused by the power of the Holy Spirit, with Christ Himself fortified by Him, who go out into the world of decaying bones, and we love with all of our heart, soul, and mind.